that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Justice Department releases a report that finds Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The Justice Department has done an examination of the Memphis police force and say that they should be under a consent decree. In other words, monitored by a federal judge because they routinely engage in unconstitutional and excessive force practices.
Memphis has not agreed to a consent decree. The report marks the end of the investigation that started 6 months after the death of Tyree Nichols, who was beaten during a traffic stop. Two children are injured after a shooting at a small K-8 religious school in Palermo, California. CBS's Elise Preston.
That gunman died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. There's no known connection between the gunman and the school. Investigators say they are coordinating with several other agencies, including the FBI.
New York City's police commissioner calls it a brazen, targeted attack. UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was gunned down this morning outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel by a shooter who fled on foot and then on a bicycle. It's the beginning of the holiday season in New York City, and this tourist from Alabama is concerned.
It's sad. It's so sad that this world has got to the point where nobody can even live in harmony anymore. And I feel so sorry for his family. And no matter what job he has, no matter where he worked, what he done, nobody deserves to be murdered.
The suspect is still on the run. The search for a missing Western Pennsylvania woman is now a recovery mission.
64-year-old Elizabeth Pollard was searching for her cat in freezing temperatures Monday night when she fell into a sinkhole that may have recently opened up over an old coal mine. Searchers have used cameras, drones, and thermal imaging equipment to try to find her, but State Police Trooper Steve Limani says there have been no signs of life.
We have not been able to get any type of location of her as of yet, other than to know that we're virtually positive she's in the mine.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
A source close to the presidential transition tells CBS News that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, as a potential Secretary of Defense pick, is very real. This, as Pete Hegseth, chosen by President-elect Donald Trump for the role, tries to build support among lawmakers amid allegations of sexual assault and misconduct. CBS's Nicole Killian reports.
Hoping to combat a flood of negative headlines, Pete Hegseth went on a full-court press Wednesday, starting with a Wall Street Journal op-ed defending his conduct at two veteran nonprofits, where he was accused of financial mismanagement. And in a new interview, he addressed accusations of excessive drinking.
Never had a drinking problem.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Visit Boot Barn this week to save on top quality holiday gifts. We're offering holiday specials right now where you can get $50 off select men's exotic boots, 25% off select outerwear, Western shirts, flannels, and jeans. We're also offering savings on select workwear and children's Western wear. Visit us this week and save on top quality holiday gifts. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld garden pruner. Now just $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list and make trimming tree limbs a breeze with a lightweight design and 4-inch cutting bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
CBS's Jim Crisula reports on a school controversy in Central Ohio.
Children in Edgewood Elementary School in Marysville, Ohio, outside Columbus, will be able to spend time in class learning of the teachings of a local satanic temple. It comes in response to Bible study offerings at the same school.
At first, I thought it was kind of a joke. Honestly, I would prefer that it be separated. I don't think that either one have any business being in school.
Crystal Dilly has three children in the Marysville school system. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Pulling into a port in Mexico will, starting in 2025, cost you an extra $42. The approval by Mexico's Senate is drawing criticism from the tourism industry. Mexican business chambers say the immigration charge from which cruise passengers used to be exempt may hurt the country's $500 million per year cruise industry. The changes are part of a bill that also increases airport immigration charges. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A wind advisory continues this evening for gusts higher than 40 miles an hour. Scattered flurries and snow showers this evening, partly cloudy overnight. A low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, a high in the upper 20s. But warmer for the rest of the week and weekend. Currently 21 degrees.
Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that.
Deerfield Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, and that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
misinformation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Bonka took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her rehome drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Mama told me.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
song. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
You're masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. I'm the fire.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A Justice Department investigation launched after the beating death of Tyree Nichols in 2023 finds that the Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The report says, quote, Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The people of Memphis deserve a police department and city that protects their civil and constitutional rights, garners trust, and keeps them safe. Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop.
Two children have been wounded in a shooting at a small religious school in Northern California. It took place at the Feather River Adventist School in Palermo. Parent Dale Orlando.
Being in a small town like this, the presumption is this won't happen here. But here we are in the middle of it.
The gunman is dead. The search is underway for the person who New York City police say fatally shot United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in the back and leg. It happened in Midtown Manhattan this morning as Thompson walked to an investors conference. The suspect, who wore a mask and used a silencer, took off on foot and then an e-bike. The Supreme Court has heard arguments on a case that challenges the constitutionality of Tennessee's law banning puberty blockers and hormone treatments for minors. CBS's Jan Crawford says it looks likely this law will stand.
There are at least five justices who seem very skeptical of those.